lots of gifts in this world, lots of gifted people in this world. And that is also, that goes for my next guest, who has a gift of wanting to share his message with the world, a gift of wanting people to have an experience, what it means to have an operating, fully healthy body. But I think in today's day and age, it requires kind of biohacking our bodies, because we have a, you know, constant attack of toxins around us. We have stress. We have, everything vying for our attention. And if we don't super support our bodies these days, I've talked about this before on the Aware Show, if we don't over support our body these days, just eating normal foods is really pretty much already behind what our body needs to cope. And I love that Dr. Paula Sciarro has put in, such an amazing amount of research. He is a clinical researcher. He is author of a book called Dr. Paul's Protocol. He has the Optimal Health and Performance Journal, which is an incredible thing alone. And he's put together this entire system called Prize Wellness Plan, and we're going to get into that a little bit. But he's a director of Human Nutrition and Metabolism Laboratory in the Health and Exercise Sciences Department at Skidmore College. He's a former top-ranked collegiate tennis player, amazing background. But I'll let him tell us the rest. Welcome, Dr. Paul. Thanks for joining me.
Lisa, this is such a treat. Thank you for having me on here. Especially to be able to talk about something that I believe is my mission. And so, you know, when we talk about what our life mission is, it's obviously born out of our life experiences and who we are and what made us. And so it's become my purpose and mission.
Why health? Why is health your mission?
You know, the biggest reason why health is my mission, because I had some formative individuals, whether you want to call them mentors or nurturers. They were just people in my life at a vulnerable time when I was growing up who believed in me when I didn't necessarily believe in myself. And so what was so reassuring for me was that I had, first of all, my parents and then two grandparents that were just overwhelmingly supportive of me. And when their life began to suffer with various illnesses and diseases of aging, it affected me at the deepest level of my core. And so because they were so important to me at such an early age and in a very important time in my life, I made the commitment that I wanted to be able to provide whatever way I could some level of information, resource, help for people to safeguard against those illnesses.
You know how beautiful that is? Because these people gave you support, gave you life. And we sometimes throw away the elders of our communities. And you have now carried on. Your legacy is to help them, even though they might not still be here, that it continues on, so you continue to serve them, which is really an amazing thing. I love hearing stories like that, because you don't just come at this from a clinical researcher perspective, although you are a confirmed third-party clinical. There's a title there that I don't know. That's a long one. Confirmed third-party clinical trialist.
Yeah, independent third-party. That's right. Unbiased, yeah. Objective scientist.
A long title. But you have this beautiful mission of wanting to give back and help people understand the importance of our thriving health. And we're moving into, you know, uncertainty in healthcare, uncertainty in our food supply. And we want to find a way to, as I said earlier, biohack the body into ultimate performance. Now, you're an athlete, and you know what it means to pull out of your body what it is that you put in. But you don't only do extreme sports. I mean, your meditation, yoga, all of these things are a part of your regime, right?
It is. You know, you've touched on some really important things at the beginning. It's not easy to be a sleuth of healthy living.
Right.
I mean, it's really hard.
Right.
And so, again, I love the way you started, because I think for the unsuspecting person, they feel as though I can navigate my health, but it's actually really hard because we have so many environmental factors that are imposing on us every day that make it really challenging to lead a healthy life. And so, yeah, a huge part of my mission is to provide my message of the research that I've done. And so, you know, being able to simplify and to clarify the message of optimal health and performance through lifestyle strategies that people can incorporate into their daily routine in a relatively seamless fashion is really the essence of what I am setting out to do, because I want to help. I want to make this as easy as possible for people, but I also want to make it as effective as possible using sound scientific science to do that. So like you said, I think – you know, if we take a look at the human organism, you know, sometimes I have to admit a little frustrated when I hear people believe that it's a relatively myopic approach that, hey, if you just eat better, you're going to be healthier. If you just exercise, you'll be healthier. You know, you do a little meditation. You know, we're so multidimensional. We're so integrative in terms of who we are and how we're put together as fully integrated humans. We really need an approach in the same way with our lifestyle. And so what you described at the beginning with my PRIZE protocol captures that. It captures really the essence of healthy nutrition and what should be the foundation of that healthy nutrition, which I'm sure we'll get into, and then how to move your body in a way that supports who we are as humans. And so, again, it's not a single way of exercising. It's a multidimensional way of exercising. And then, of course, to kind of what I call the glue that puts our body together is the emotional well-being. Mm. And so that mindfulness, meditation, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, deep thought, and that's really the glue that kind of brings it all together.
Especially when you go to the doctor and you get a health report that is not favorable, and he says, well, you need to change your diet and lifestyle. And then you walk out the door and you go, what does that possibly mean? And it's not just, you know, it's no longer an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Actually, that apple could cause diabetes now. There's so much. It's not funny. What have you found in your clinical research that supports diet, exercise, mindfulness, all of that combined? What is floating to the top these days?
Excellent. Yeah, that's really the principal question. And what I've found is that quality trumps quantity all the time. And so to get kind of pick apart your question a little bit more, you know, when you go to the doctor and you receive some unfavorable health news, it usually the message that we're sent, and not just by healthcare professionals, but also technology and devices that we are exposed to that are supportedly supposed to help us live healthier. They're really based on a very basic concept of eat less and exercise more. Eat less and exercise more.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that makes sense.
Unfortunately, it does make sense, but unfortunately, nothing could be, I believe, further from the truth, nor actually more importantly, nothing could be more opposing inside the human organism. So you're
really?
You're trying to ask the human organism to deprive itself of a life-sustaining
force,
which is food, and expend energy, which is doing just what they're thinking is good for them, and that is depriving the food. So that model of eat less and exercise more is just not a successful strategy because we know it's not going to
– That's great news in a way because, you know, you get hours back in your life and you get rid of the guilt for not going to the gym. However – it is, you know, for me, I love exercising. I love the idea of just the mental break in the morning. I love that. Mm. But there's a difference where you can go into – I was thinking of this morning because I did see you speak and research material on this, that the times that I'm the most stressed in my life, I exercise not as vigorously. And then the times where I have a little bit more time in my life where I'm not as stressed – I exercise longer and more vigorously because mm-hmm. I have more energy to expend. The one is life-giving, one is life-saving. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I mean, and what you say here is that you don't need necessarily to go out and hammer your body for 2.5 hours, especially when you have a high stress load.
That's right. Yeah, because your body is already trying to defend against that stress. And if you're imposing an additional stress, in this case the exercise on top of that, that's going to be super additive on top of that stress level. But, you know, your point about how when you are stressed, that relatively lower intense dose of exercise actually is very therapeutic and very healing is so true, because we know that the brain responds extremely well to a level of exercise that is on the lower end of the intensity scale. About 60% of our maximum effort is where the brain is kind of in its sweet spot of enhancing blood flow.
Totally.
So it makes total sense what you're saying, that, you know, when we are feeling stressed, being able to dial it back a little bit and engage in a level of exercise that's maximizing what we call our brain blood flow, our cerebral blood flow, is actually very therapeutic. It's actually very productive and proven to enhance those natural endorphins that we have circulating in the brain. So, but that gets to the PRIZE protocol, where it's integrative, and a component of it, and I'm glad you brought that up, Lisa, is endurance aerobic type exercise. So I know you're a cyclist, and that's an excellent example of endurance aerobic exercise, and one in which our brain is actually nourished really well. And so the reason why I have – so anyway, let me just start, I guess, back a step. And
what is – what is the PRIZE protocol?
So the P stands for protein pacing, and that's really the foundation of any healthy nutrition way of eating.
And this could be for plant-based diets as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So it can be for plant-based. It can be for people that are following all different types of low-carbohydrate low fat, whatever their makeup or interest is with a diet, the common denominator of all healthy nutrition programs, I try not to call them diets, but, you know, healthy nourishment, is protein pacing, because we know through very, very sound science that when we have a certain level of protein that's coming into our body at regularly timed intervals, that is providing us the greatest health benefit. It's providing us the greatest opportunity to sustain the cells of our body, all of our tissues. So it's where we need to be. And I think as a general rule of thumb and advice that I can give all the listeners, that if they do nothing else in their diet, making the simple change of protein pacing, which consists of the following things. It's making sure that each time you eat a meal, it's containing at least 20 to 40 grams of high-quality plant or animal-based protein, and a combination is also ideal of the two. Making sure that the first one is within an hour of waking up in the morning, and the last one is consumed within 2 hours of going to sleep at night, and then try to continue to eat that 20 to 40 gram serving every 3 hours throughout the day.
So 5 to 6 times a day, roughly?
Yeah, I usually say 4 to 6. I think there's some flexibility. But you could do 4 to 6 of those meals. And again, it's not a high-protein diet. That should just be one of those nutrients that you should have included in your meals each time you eat.
And then, so if you eat, you know, 4 to 5 times a day, when is the last meal? And what should that contain? Still protein?
Yes, so the last meal should be consumed within two hours of going to sleep at night. And I know, you know, I was brought up, you know, breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. So, you know, as the day goes on, we reduce our food intake. And actually, given our current food culture, we find that it's actually much more important. And again, a lot of this has to do with the nutritive value of our food supply. It's diminished in the last, you know, decades. So
if you eat, say you have a protein shake before you go, 2 hours before you go to bed, what does that protein shake do for the body, for the cells? Why does it turn it into lean muscle mass?
Well, the reason why it turns it into lean muscle mass is because that, let's say it's a whey protein shake from a grass-fed cow, it's going to provide all of the essential amino acids that are required for the cells of our body to turn on the biochemical pathway called protein synthesis. And so the reason why that whey protein shake is so important is because it's providing all the necessary ingredients in order for your cells to continue to produce a healthy level of protein synthesis, and that's required for all different cell structures. It's required for maintaining a healthy level of our metabolically active lean muscle mass. It's the essential pathway that we need to have in our body. So by doing that right before you go to bed, you have the entire night to take advantage of that.
That's amazing. I mean, I saw you speak last night and you said that this was the one key thing that most athletes said was a game changer for them and also human beings to turn that saggy, kind of flabby body into a toned body even without exercise, which is incredible. So now the protein molecule exists in every single cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the body, right?
Yeah.
And that protein molecule is what causes replication, regeneration, does it?
Well, absolutely. So we have different components of our cell that's responsible for playing a role in protein synthesis. Of course, you have the nucleus and the DNA. You have the RNA and the messenger RNA. So all of those are critical components of carrying that recipe within the cell to make very, very specific proteins. And so by providing the essential amino acids, which are found in complete food proteins, primarily in animal but also in plant forms, you provide the necessary recipe in order for that protein or those specific proteins that the body depends on to be made over and over again. So what ends up happening is, for example, on that topic of protein synthesis, if individuals are limited in some of the essential amino acids necessary for protein synthesis, they're not going to be able to have the ingredients for that recipe of that protein molecule to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's so important to do protein pacing, because then you're assured of providing the necessary ingredients for that recipe to make that product of that protein.
So it really is about the amino acids.
Everything.
So
yes.
It really can't be through pea protein.
Well, that's interesting. So what ends up happening with plant-based, there's not as many plant-based sources of food that provide us with that complete protein, especially of the essential amino acids. So what you end up having to do is something called complementing. So you need to take something like pea protein and brown rice protein and other forms of plant-based protein to help facilitate that.
Oh, great. So it is possible.
It is possible. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in plant-based, and as long as you're doing it properly, you can form those proteins that your body needs.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, there's a couple things here. We are still in the middle of our fun drive, and Dr. Paul has put together a wonderful donation for our station, which we're really grateful for. Thank you.
Happy to do that.
His prize protocol, his wellness plan, his entire system is a customized personal health and wellness plan that requires Dr. Paul to speak with you in person, which is fantastic because every body is different. And it's an incredible wellness system. One of those is available because it is a lot of time that Dr. Paul helps you find a customized daily food menu and exercise routine and all sorts of incredible things. So one person who really is committed to changing their entire body and their lifestyle, and even if you have an illness, this is something that Dr. Paul has an incredible amount of research contributed to helping people. So call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. That is a $250 donation to the station. And there is also, there are 10 copies of his ebook, which includes meal plans and all sorts of different things. And you can also call and ask the volunteers in the phone room after that one, the wellness plan is gone. You can ask them about the ebook, which is a $100 donation to the station. It is a optimal health and performance journal. It is Dr. Paul's protocol. You can look him up online, drpaulsprotocol.com. Well, what is that? What is your website, by the way?
So there's actually two different websites, Lisa. One is the information that contains what you just described about the protocol itself, and it's kind of an overarching informative resource website that helps people understand a little bit more about the research that I've done and then what the prize protocol really includes. And then the other website is www.geniofit.com, and that's the mobile app that also contains the Dr. Paul's protocol, the prize protocol. And the Dr. Paul's protocol is the prize protocol.
Okay, so Dr. Paul's protocol is the other website. Yeah, the GenioFit is a really cool app also, isn't it? It's like a personalized health app.
It absolutely is, yes. It's a, I describe it as a mobile navigation system to optimal health and performance for people. So it just allows people to go out and live in the wild, wherever they are, whatever they're doing.
Or the city.
Or the city, that's right. And live according to the scientifically proven prize protocol strategies.
Fascinating. So, yeah. Does everything except reach out and give you a massage, right? We got to create an app like that.
That's great.
But that, I mean, that's sometimes what we need is because we do, and I, this is what I'm guilty of, is I get so busy is that I either skip meals and forget to eat completely, which does as much damage to the metabolism than overeating. Does the same thing. It all holds on to, you know, to fat in the cells, right?
Yeah, because essentially what you're almost replicating is that starvation, that fasting, feast or famine. So, you know, the body senses that as a little bit of famine, and so it goes into its conservation mode. And so you're right. I think what's really important, again, it really comes down to our the way we structure our current culture around food excess and surplus and nutritive value that's been removed from a lot of the food, we have to be much more diligent on our eating behaviors. And so when we eat and what we eat has to play a much bigger role. And it's not about anymore limiting the number of calories, eating less. It's about the type of calories that you're eating and then when you're eating them. And so I really emphasize because it's based on my research, when you eat and what you're eating to sustain your health and your ability to engage in physical activity and movement at a higher level so that your health can be improved. And so that's what the prize protocol is all about.
I wanted to also mention the prize protocol also includes meditation and yoga as well as regular exercise.
It does. And that's so important. I mean, as we talked about earlier, it's I really attribute it to being the glue that holds us together. And so I'm a big believer in mindfulness, awareness, meditation. I'm also certified in two different forms of yoga. So I understand the importance of that mind-body connection. And so a very, very critical and important component of the prize protocol is, well, I call it stretching. That's what the S stands for. But I use the word stretching because I know that there are some people out there that have a little bit of a hang up when it comes to the word yoga. And so I call it stretching, and just it allows mostly I'm speaking to you men out there. It allows a lot of the men to engage in a very, very healthy lifestyle. And again, more importantly, it's about the mind-body connection, and yoga is a great way to support that, just getting yourself in touch with your body and its movement.
It's a great thing to do rather than sitting on the couch watching TV. Stretch on the couch and watch TV. Just to go real quick, the PRIZE stands for protein pacing is the P. What is the R?
Yes, so the R stands for resistance functional exercise.
Okay.
So it's really it's in its more traditional interpretation, it would be strength training and power training.
Okay.
So you know we would mostly associate it with going to the gym, but I want to again allow people to have a greater understanding that it doesn't have to just mean going to the gym and lifting weights. It can also be things that they do with their own body weight. And so that's resistance training, and it's functional because the movements that I encourage people to engage in are ones that will benefit them in their daily life of movement.
And then the I stands for?
The I stands for in interval training, high-intensity interval training.
Oh.
So we often hear that referred to as HIIT training,
uh-huh.
high-intensity interval. So again, what I did was I just put it into this acronym that I think people can remember. And I like the prize personally because the pea protein pacing, and then the exercise component is RISE, which is also rise. So like you said, rise up and get off the couch, get off your seat and move.
Exactly.
The S is, of course, stretching, and then the E, as we alluded to earlier, is endurance aerobic exercise.
Okay.
So it's got all the four most important and essential movement patterns that the body needs to engage in.
So it's basically food, protein, movement, stretching, exercise. All right. So once again, I want to invite our listeners to give us a call. There is one of these customized, personalized health and wellness plan where you actually get to speak with Dr. Paul in person. Give us a call right now. There is one of those, 818-985-KPFK, and this includes assessment and evaluation, nutritional education and counseling, fitness training and education, stress reduction techniques, all sorts of, and then a customized daily food menu for you. So give us a call.
Sign me up.
I know, right? That is great. It's a no-brainer, man. And that is amazing. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. It is a $250 donation to the station. There is only one. Let us see if we can have how many people we can call, have called for that. 818-985-KPFK. Let's get the phone lines ringing. You will be the first one. 818-985-KPFK. You listening right now who that just rang super true to, and that really is going to help you move it from intellectualizing it to actually doing it. And Gina's going to get your name in just a second. All right, 818-985-KPFK. I think the phone, I can't see the volunteers in there. And then everyone else, if you would like to get a copy of Dr. Paul's ebook, you can call us 818-985-KPFK, the same number. It's a $100 donation to the station, and you can get Dr. Paul's protocol where you actually get the whole prize protocol, menus, all sorts of different things, the whole easy-to-follow research-based journal that shows you exactly how to nourish your body, food, proper exercise, health, nutrition, all that step-by-step. This is the no-brainer version of letting go of those needless pounds around the belly because you're learning to have your metabolism work for you. This is not diets. This is letting and really letting your metabolism do its actual job and the way that it's meant to be, the way that it innately is entitled to do without us beating up on it or changing it or starving it or random diets and all those things. So I know that Dr. Paul walks his talk, and he's been an incredible supporter of our family and so forth. So it's definitely a great protocol. So here's the number, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And Gina's going to check and see if that one prize protocol personalized session where you get to speak with, and thank you for your time on this. I know you're traveling all over the planet and busy, but there's someone out there who really needs your help. And also the how to integrate all of this into your life, you know, 4 to 5 meals a day, but what to put in each meal. Mm-hmm. Now, can you give us an example of some of those meals that you would do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I just wanted to comment on is you were doing such a wonderful job characterizing it. You know, this has been tested in literally thousands of people, and I would encourage all the listeners. I'm a published scientist. I've written, well over 50 peer-reviewed scientific studies on this topic, and so I want them to have the confidence in knowing that this prize protocol is very, very well established. The Good Housekeeping magazine gave it the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, so it's got some, you know, street cred behind it. But no, I'm here to provide that for anyone that's interested to really let them know that this is proven science and something that is based on thousands of people that have used this successfully in the past. And so what the protein pacing would look like would be, as an example, and I provide this in different ways, for those people that are maybe more inclined to want to drink their morning healthy nourishment, there are plant-based and animal-based protein powder shakes that they could incorporate and throw in fresh vegetables or fruit in most cases for the morning drink. So that would be one way to start off protein pacing in the morning, is to have a plant-based pea protein, brown rice, hemp, soy, but, you know, different plant proteins in a powdered shake.
Okay.
You could also do it with whey protein, of course. More animal-based sources would be things like eggs, of course, which is a very healthy, nourishing source of protein. Greek yogurt you could also do. Other plant-based sources would be quinoa, for example. I have a number of clients that I work with that prefer to do more of the whole plant-based food option, so that they could do as well. But anything that would provide them that 20 gram, and I think, again, you know, looking at a good organic Greek yogurt or some farm-raised eggs, you know, pasture-raised eggs, that would be a good source, or these plant and animal-based proteins to start the day, and mix in some fresh berries. Berries are very rich in antioxidants. So that's what I would recommend for the morning. The mid-morning snack, if you were going to do that, you could have a good serving of something like pumpkin seeds, almonds, sunflower seeds. So a combination of not just, I think most of us default to nuts, but seeds are so good for us. Chia, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. So that's a great way to get the plant-based version. Again, if you were doing something that was more animal-based, there are some excellent protein, whole food protein bars that you could also help, especially given our hectic lifestyles,
for people to be on the run.
But you could also then also, you know, again, for animal-based, you could do the eggs, you could do the whey protein, the Greek yogurt, or other examples for that as well. And then, of course, for lunch, that's when we really want to start to kick in servings of healthy green and colorful fresh vegetables as much as possible, and then put in some forms of animal and plant protein in there as well. Fish would be a great option to do then.
Great. Well, there's so many great things. Well, I mean, again, you don't do the wheat bread thing question?
The wheat belly?
Yeah, the wheat bread. I mean, do you do any?
Oh, the wheat bread.
Wheat,
yeah.
Any type of bread?
You know, there's so much that's happened in the way that we have.
So we have 30 seconds left. I didn't realize that. I had so much fun talking with you. All right. If you want to find out more, you can actually email me, nutrition@theawareshow.com, and you can check that out. And there's lots of suggestions that I have in terms of proteins and stuff that I take. So you can check that out, nutrition@theawareshow.com. You can go to GenioFit to get a hold of Paul, Dr. Paul. .com. That's geniofit.com, geniofit.com. And call us here, 818-985-KPFK. And please pick up that one, I don't know if it's taken yet, you can ask the volunteers in the phone room, of the prize wellness plan. And then also Dr. Paul's ebook, the Dr. Paul's protocol, his prize protocol. It's a $100 donation to the station. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for being a part of today's Aware Show. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.